So if you are able, if you would command breaking as you come before God for his word, and let us read these verses out loud together as we come under the authority of God's word. Here we go. And as soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate then asked him, "How do you know him?" "We are in charge of these men against you." So Jesus gave no further answer, so the Pilate was made. Now the priest, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And they answered them, saying, "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" For he perceived that it was out of anger that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release to them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, "Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." And Pilate said to them, "Why, what evil have you done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, leaving the crowd by the crowd, released to them Barabbas, and having served Jesus, he delivered him to the people of God. This passage is in the Bible. Father, we thank you once again for the privilege of being able to come before your word. We pray that you would lead us in the study of the knowledge that you have given to us this morning. We pray that you would help us to listen to the spirit of your future of hearts. We pray, God, that you would guide my words, that they would be your words, and God, you would be there to turn to you again to be in the midst of this present. We pray, God, that you would be there to be there. So what major life-changing events? Yes! I guess no, I'm serious. The major changing event, right? And you actually can get tickets. There's a ticket box showing on Thursday downtown and at the mall, right? I just happen to know that, right? Does it not seem like, wow, what we just read, where's he going with that? Does it not seem like the main significance of a number of these Marvel movies is the backfire for the information that says that the spectacle movie? This is not like part of that. The movie itself is good, but everybody's waiting for that end credit scene to kind of give you a clue as to what coming next, right? Oh, yes, coming back to Mars, right? We're really supposed to all that. You know, we know what comes next, right? We know how this all works out. So, Paul shared from last Sunday, it says, how many trials are there? We're moving to God. How many trials are there? Yeah. See, and here's the tip for closer, right? If you said nine, you were paying attention last week. And I appreciate that. Except for really, there's only six. I'm just saying that because it's hard to imagine, all right, once in a while I'm making sick. I know that's real and much. Like, how could that be? But I just say, right, we're actually sick, not mad, but I'm terrifying that. this is why you pray for the pastor, so he actually listens to God and doesn't give up encouragement from the family. They don't have little wine under it. He would have just been out of mind. So having said all of that, so we're talking about Marvel movies, where are we going with? We know that each of these trials, it's all part of a sequence that sets up what is the next trial in the sequence. Trial number one, second trial number two, and so on, so that until we get to the end, as we know, because we know this, we know that each of these trials
Thank you.
expand on what you want in Psalm number 2, you can bring it in. He's forbidding them away from loyalty to Peter. He's stirring up trouble. He is forbidding us to pay tribute. No more tax money going to Rome. And by the way, he claims to be the Christ and the Messiah. And just so you don't miss it, let's translate how that works. He says he's a king. Bottom line, his weapons discourage the interest of the Roman Empire. Seleucia to them. And Pilate said, "Well, the king seems to be rooted and brutal and cruel." And I said, "As he's rude, he's got a number of conflicts going on with the Jews, some of which he came out on his third end of. And because of their constant conflict and discontent, the Jewish king had actually petitioned Tiberius to remove Pilate. So Pilate had Lucius to John as a petition, right? Lucius John seems to be the faster ruler of the empire, and so Tiberius found out that Lucius had poisoned his son Lucius, and then that Lucius had to do. So the citizens of Rome are dragging the mutilated body of Lucius to John to run the streets of Rome. Pilate found himself without a friend. Pilate, who could have easily been removed and never heard from again, Pilate, who would have been a forgotten footnote in history, except for his role in this drama, Pilate, who is invested in the other room, not more controversial. So, we're feeling Pilate, so his life is on the line, he's in a precarious position. So, Mark records that in verse 6, that Pilate used the Passover as an opportunity to win the favor of the people. He needs the people's favor. And the condition was to release some criminal that the crowd asked to be released. And traditionally, that was someone who committed some minor offense. And so, as a goodwill gesture, even Roman Jewish relationships and religion things better for Pilate, helping Pilate in the precarious position, Pilate would magnanimously release the prisoner. So, in the midst of all this drama about Jesus and everything, and Pilate wondering about all that, the sound arrived as the forces of Antonio were Pilate, because he's been really suitable in 1953 and 1955 for his position to disrupt the citizens. By choosing to release the real threat to the empire, surely they would never risk
Jesus being brought before Pilate and to be condemned and crucified according to God's will and plan to be used to the cross for us, which is true, but this is also about Jesus, who's innocent, coming before Pilate. Thank you for watching this
for us. And Father, you do to be students from the students and us. There's a real person in a real place. This trial with the Sanhedrin met in a real place. There's a real group of leaders in Israel. And what we experience in our life is very real. And we don't need philosophy here. We need reality. And Father, thank you that we know with certainty that Jesus was put on trial, unjustly, unfairly. Father, thank you that as we receive these things, we receive that you have done for us to pray for himself, we redeem them to be right for you. Thank you, Father, that the reality of what we're looking at in the gospel is the good news of how to be made right before you. It's also, Father, the good news of looking how to be with Jesus. As we live, right before you. And I pray for myself, I pray for every one of us, because we're going to come up with some stuff that maybe this afternoon, we won't do it long. How do we keep looking at Jesus? And really understand the true Savior, this Jesus, this Messiah, this Christ, Jesus, you understand us. And what is unjust will be made to be justice, and you will put all things right. And maybe in the meantime, follow you with some hope and understanding, God, that we do not walk through this life alone, but we walk through it with the high priest, the Savior, Jesus. We learn from all the circumstances of our life, and you. God, may we know your peace in the midst of all things, because we know your presence with us. And thank you. We pray, we ask, in the name of our Savior Jesus.